Good morning, everybody. The House State Affairs Committee will come to order at 5 minutes after 8. And this is April 15th, tax day, so that we get the bad news out of the way early. And we have one bill before us this morning, which is SB 184. And it's about Internet access to legislative committee meetings. And we have Senate Judiciary Chair Hollis French with us and his staff. So would you like to come up, please? And before we get to that, both Senator French and I have to be at another hearing at, I guess what, is it 9 or
8:30.
About 8:30. So when that occurs, my Vice Chair Paul Seaton, if we're still going, will chair the meeting. And since this will undoubtedly be the last meeting of the House State Affairs Committee, and before going here, I'd like to introduce Representative Peterson, Representative Wilson, Representative Gatto, Vice Chair Paul Seaton. And I'd like to, since I may not be here, I'd like to thank the House State Affairs Committee for the great job it's done here this last 2 years, actually. And it's been a pleasure to work with you guys. And I think every one of you have been just an invaluable part of the legislative process. And we've tried to hear most of the bills that have come before us. I think most bills, and you learn not to give absolutes around here, but I think most bills deserve some kind of a hearing. We've agreed on some bills. We've disagreed on other bills. We've agreed on some amendments, disagreed on other amendments. And I think that's fine. When you are on a committee, as a committee member, as far as I'm concerned, you have a right to vote any way you want to on any bill that comes before this committee. I may agree or disagree. You have a right to vote any way you want to on any amendment, on any bill that comes before this committee, and I expect you to do that. We win some, we lose some, and that's the way the legislative process works. If we all agreed on everything, we wouldn't need 40 in the House and 20 in the Senate. And it's sometimes things get all messed up, but it's still the best in the world, and it works pretty darn good. And again, I'd like to thank our folks over here. Hopefully, record all the good things, and some of the side comments. Hopefully, maybe you miss. So our bill this morning, SB 184, is about internet access to legislative committee meetings, and we'll begin. Please introduce yourself, sir, and tell us what this bill is all about.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning. My name is Hollis French. I represent State Senate District M, and with me is Kate Herring from my staff.
Good morning.
We are thrilled to be here in front of you. We really want to thank you for even convening this morning. I know it's a tough time at the end of the year. We're up late. We're up early. We all have our personal priorities that pull us in different directions. So thank you. I'll try to be as concise as possible and make the best use of your time, but I do appreciate it. Senate Bill 184 is simply designed to try to bring this Alaska state capital and the workings that we do here to the every region of the state, to every place where there's a desktop computer, a laptop computer, or indeed even, Mr. Chairman, someday and soon, I'm sure, one of these, you'll be able to watch streaming live videos on your telephone if you wish. And it's just the idea that the work we do here, no matter where you put the capital in the state of Alaska, is going to be a long way from vast regions of the state. And I believe that one way you make the people of the state feel like they're more connected to what we do here and less alienated from it is to let them see and watch every single committee room. You and I both know that the gavel-to-gavel cameras do a great job where they are, but most of the committee hearings take place without the benefit of those gavel-to-gavel cameras. And I think that there's important work that's done in every single committee room that the public has a right in to be able to observe, not just to listen to on an audio stream, but to observe. And that's basically the idea. Your committee room is a great place for us to be this morning because you have web cameras installed on a trial basis by the Legislative Affairs Agency. And they have made good efforts to wire a couple rooms up to see how it works. And indeed, before we began this morning, we gathered by the laptop computer there to see what the video stream looks like. It's not nearly the same quality as gavel to gavel. But I think, you know, in the interests of balancing expense versus expediency, the web camera is a fair compromise. And so that's basically the idea. You'll see that the bill does not require that these streams be archived, does not require that they be collected and kept at great expense. Mm-hmm. The idea is just to make it available when the committee's happening so that people can watch these hearings if they so desire. And that's the idea behind the bill. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Any questions from the committee? I'd like to recognize Representative Johnson for being here. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I apologize for my tardiness, but I noticed that when we're on the that there's a red light. Is there going to be something when we're in executive session? We know it's not being broadcast. Will there be some kind of designation that says, and if I miss that, I apologize, but there needs to clearly be something like our like a red light we have for our teleconference. Is that part of the
Through the chair, Representative Johnson, there's nothing in the bill that says that. I think there may be folks here from the Legislative Affairs Agency who can describe to you. My sense would be it would work exactly the same way. There'd be a clear signal in the room so that the folks who are here would know when you're streaming and when you're not, just so you can, you know, be respectful of the public and so forth.
And Reverend Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And when we're off the record at ease, is it your intention that we continue to stream, or would that be a discussion that goes out to the public? Like gavel to gavel, and are there going to be opportunities for those discussions that sometimes happens at that ease to be broadcast over the? So just
through the chair, Representative Johnson, my intention would be that it would work just like gavel to gavel does. When you go at ease, when I watch a House floor session last night and the gavel goes down at ease, the video, the audio stops. The video continues, so we can see people walking back and forth, but you can speak in private during that at ease section.
Reverend Johnson.
And maybe this is a question for the legislators, but would that be controlled with the same button that turns the the connections to the local LIOs?
That probably, through the chair, Representative Johnson, that probably is a better question for them. I believe the answer is yes, but I would take the technical answer, not
Thank
my
you,
lay
Mr.
answer.
Yeah.
Thank you. Any other questions from the committee? Okay. Would you like to introduce yourself to the committee and any comments you'd like to offer yourself?
Oh, no.
The more attractive one at the desk.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Representative Seaton.
I do. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
There was a statement, and I just want to make sure that there's not a requirement here that they are not recorded. When the stream is going out, it can be recorded someplace else by a private individual, and that you're not attempting to prevent in that last line. Electronic recordings produced by a fixed camera are not public records and are not required to be retained or stored. So I just want to clarify that that's not any type of a prohibition on the retention or storage. It's just that it's not a required retention or storage. Is that correct?
Through the chair, Representative Seaton, this sentence is aimed at the state, saying that the state is not required to do so. I believe the public would be able to keep records if they wished. You know, if your wife wanted to tape record one of the, you know, hearings at which you were presenting or so forth, or for your family or whatever, that'd be fine. It's just not a burden we're placing on Legislative Affairs to keep video broadcasts of every committee hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other questions from the committee? Somebody here from the LIA?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
For the record, Sue Gullifson, manager of the LIOs.
Powers, web audio specialist for Legislative Affairs Agency.
Thank you very much. Please give us your testimony.
I'm going to start with the short answer to Representative Johnson's question is that it's completely tied to the red light. Senator French is correct that the video will still be streamed when you go at ease, but there'll be no audio out of the room. It's completely tied to the red light as you know it. And Tim, do you have anything to add to that?
Just that we're available here to answer your questions.
Okay. Any questions? Representative Seaton?
We can.
Did you?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
The bill calls for the recordings to be streamed when the committee is in session. is there, as you read the bill, would that be the only time it would be streamed? Or does this mean that it could be streamed at other times as well? In other words, could the cameras and the audio be left on at other times other than when the committee is in session?
Our intention is only to stream committee meetings, not any other time. That's our intention. I mean, I suppose if the will of the body is to stream some special presentation that is not a committee meeting, we could do that if requested to do so.
And follow up?
Follow up.
Thank you. And so you, as you read the bill, it would require that committee meetings would be, but requests are not prohibited under the bill as you read it, that you would have the ability to honor requests for streaming video.
Through the chair, Representative Seaton, yes, that would be our intention. If you requested a special presentation to be streamed, we could certainly accommodate that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for doing this. This is quite remarkable, and it's kind of neat. And I see that there were it's being done in Washington, Florida, and Texas. Now, because especially during the interim, a lot of meetings are held at the LIO in Anchorage. Is that room going to be also video? What do you call it? Video streamed?
Through the chair, Representative Wilson, we have not gone down that path yet, but we certainly could look into that.
Yep.
That would actually be a very good idea, I think.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Very good. I'd like to recognize Representative Grunberg has now joined us. Any further questions for these people? Representative Gatto, and then Peterson.
Thank you. Meeting starts at 8 this morning.
Oh.
It didn't start at 8, it started at 8:10. In that period, between 7:30 and 8 and 8 and 8:10, following 8:10, the lights on, we're at work. Between 8 and 8:10, when we haven't started yet, is there just sort of a placeholder on the screen, or are you actually recording the movements in the room?
Through the chair, the movements in the room are broadcast. This morning, the video from the room was broadcast.
Move the microphone closer, please.
The video from the room was broadcast from about 7:45 this morning on. I started the streams before I came over here. So the video was rolling, but the audio was not until the red light came on to start the meeting.
Okay.
Thank you. Representative Peterson, and then Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just sort of a follow-up to a previous question. So would you consider putting cameras in the LIOs all over the state, because there's more than just the one in Anchorage?
Through the chair, Representative Peterson, we could certainly consider that. We haven't looked into that yet or explored that option yet, but that might be a very good idea.
If I can add to that, putting cameras out in the LAOs, I think you're trying to tackle a video conferencing solution where you can see the presenters from the LAOs. That would be a different project in the infrastructure we're doing here. It is only designed to be a one-way video stream, not a synchronized two-way video stream.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. How can this have a zero fiscal note?
Again, please.
How can this have a zero fiscal note?
It doesn't.
Am I missing one?
Yeah.
I only have one. Oh, that. Okay, then let me look at this for a second. And I'll just ask the question before I read it. Just for equipment, or is this for the actual bandwidth as well?
Through the chair, Representative Johnson, we our intention is to absorb the bandwidth within our budget. The fiscal note, the first fiscal note you see, if you've got it in front of you now, is for a part-time seasonal position to run the streams. It takes quite a bit of monitoring to run the streams, and the $56,000 you see for equipment is for outfitting the other seven committee rooms.
Reverend Johnson.
So that doesn't address bandwidth?
It does not. We intend to absorb that within our budget.
Mr. Chairman, yes, sir. I have a little bit of difficulty with that. As chairman of the Resources Committee, I get packets sent to me that are sometimes hundreds of pages. And I probably have 4 or 5 times a day I get the Microsoft mailboxes full message. I've requested expanded bandwidth for very, what I think are very legitimate reasons. They're all big packets. It's complicated information. And I've been told we don't have the bandwidth or the capability of doing that and been denied. So I have concerns that if we're going to, if I can't have packets delivered to my committee because my internet's full and my browser's full, what is it going to do to our bandwidth if we start streaming? Is there an effect? Is there a correlation? Are we going to start, you know, we got, what, 7 rooms here, every LIO? What's that going to do to our bandwidth and what's that going to cost?
Representative Johnson, through the chair, I can't speak to the financials of it, but what we're doing currently is the video we stream from the cameras. We have a content provider, Watershed is a company. We stream all our video to them, and then when you go to the website to view it, you're actually pulling off their website. From the point where it leaves the cameras and goes to them, we have a dedicated DSL that stays off the state network that we have in place for the stream.
So
then when you watch the video, it's no different than you watching on gavel to gavel bandwidth wise. All the outgoing traffic of us doing the streams is off the state network completely.
Reverend Johnson.
And that designated DSL line doesn't cost us anything?
Through the chair, Representative Johnson, that's what we're intending to absorb in our budget, and we are at this point. We've gone to an outside provider. There was and this is a little outside my expertise level, okay, but as I understand it, the state was very concerned about us going over the state network, and so we went to an outside vendor, basically. So in my mind, it's two separate issues, but I think that Tim or Curtis Clothier would be better able to answer that question, and I can take it back to him if you'd like.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate that. Knowing that it's a designated DSL line does, I have done a little bit of this, and that does help. There is a cost. I support the concept, but I want to make sure that I'm not going to be more restricted in what I can and can't get to my members and everything else as a result of this. So I just want to be very cautious. I fight it daily, and, you know, it's just on a regular basis, the amount of material that I get. And I think you're in the same boat with the committee chairman, and we all face it. This year seems to have been an extraordinarily huge year for documents coming to me and
amen
in resources. So I appreciate it. I do support the concept. I just want to make sure that we're not giving something up to get this that we don't know about. So.
Okay. Is anybody in the audience would like to comment? Anybody else? Anybody online wish to comment? Okay. I'm going to close public testimony. And are there any amendments? Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to offer amendment number 1.
Okay, object for discussion.
Which is /A.1, and that is to page 1, line 10, delete except for executive sessions and insert, however, periods when the committee is in executive session, in recess, or at ease may not be recorded, nor may a live audio or video feed of those periods be made available to the public through the internet broadcast.
Okay. I'm going to object for discussion, and I'd like to ask a question.
Okay. Quickly, because I'm going to have to leave here in just about 2 minutes. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. How will it work in an exec? Maybe I apologize if somebody else asks this. How will it work if the committee goes into executive session? How will they ensure that the thing is turned off and then turned on at the appropriate time?
I would assume the same way they turn it off and on when we go to at ease. If that's correct, would you just nod your head, please? Yes.
Okay.
We already covered that.
I'm sorry. Checking.
We did not? Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe they said that the audio would be shut off, but the video would still continue running.
That's correct.
With the amendment.
And so maybe we should have, I believe that they're going to control most of this from one spot, so that one extra person's got all of them in front of him, and he's going to have to, he or she is going to have to then listen to all of them to see if there's a recess, and then he'd have to push that button and then wait till, I mean, I think
maybe we can get an answer.
Yeah, okay. I'd like to ask
would
a question.
Somebody like to come forward? And at this point, I'm going to have to turn the gavel over to Reverend Zinsina, our vice chair, who's, by the way, done a great job as vice chair, I think, because when he's not been vice chair, I've not been here, so I assume he's done a good job. Before I leave, I would like to... Well, Senator French. Senator French, you had a...
It's you and me going to my committee, so if you'd like 10 more minutes here, that's fine.
Sounds good to me.
Never hurts to know the boss. So
are you going to take vice chair time away from this man here? That's fine. With that, we're back to square one. Just go ahead, please.
Tim Powers, Web Audio Specialist. Through the chair, for executive sessions, we were currently planning on doing it just like we do at EASES, where we cut the audio and leave the video running. We didn't ever specifically address an executive session situation. The two rooms we're doing right now, 106 and 205, are typically not executive session rooms in the past. We haven't, if the wish of the committee is to change how we deal with those, by all means, we can figure out something else. But to answer Representative Wilson's question about the staffing, there is one person sitting in a room with a panel of monitors, and they're watching right now two video streams. Theoretically, if this goes full scale, 9 video streams with the audio going for all of them at the same time. So that we would have to come up with some way of letting them know that, hey, it's time to cut the video too.
Representative Wilson.
I believe that this probably is a policy call for us right now. And before they start wiring any of the rest of them, this is probably a decision that needs to be made. So,
and that means?
Well, this amendment does say live audio or video feed may not proceed during recesses or at EASES. So, you know, I suppose if everything was hooked up to that, it would be fine, because then when we were in recess, it would be turned off and then or at ease and then turn it back on automatically. So the little fella in the one little room with the 9 monitors isn't going to have to try to keep track of every one of them.
Well, I think what this amendment does is probably just put what we already had intended to put it in the statute, so it's very clear. Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I believe that the policy, not statutory, but policy was going to be to have the audio connected through the secretary. And so when the secretary shut off, the audio stream would shut off. The problem is we do have executive sessions. We do have recesses. Of course, if the gavel-to-gavel camera is there, that's one thing. However, my preference would be before a committee meeting is drawn to order, and after it leaves, that there would be something on the screen that says, just like gavel to gavel, you know, next is House session, or House State Affairs is in recess, or so that there could be that control, and it could be through the secretary on the same button, because otherwise we're going to get this conflict between at ease as being a time that it's at ease, but it's really not at ease. And I think that the intention to have all committee action, all committee meetings televised all over the building, not just when the gavel-to-gavel camera is there, is a good idea. I think the unintended consequences of having it on for a half hour before or a half hour after or on all day long and streamed out of the building. I think that we are in a much better position as functioning as the legislature if the committee meeting itself is covered and not being concerned about it anything else and other times, whether the janitor's in here or whether someone's coming in and setting up the committee meeting. That's nothing that the public should really be concerned about. It's not going to be anything that they're going to be needing as far as information, and just a disclaimer at the front, just like gavel to gavel does. It says the next thing that's going to be on is House floor session. I think that's perfectly adequate, and I think that that's lets everybody know what's happening. So that's what this amendment is, attempts to accomplish, and whether they need to run the wire feeds both through the light that the secretary controls, it seems like that's the easiest solution to me, but this would just put in statute that however they accomplish it, that's what they would do.
Okay, any further discussion on this amendment? Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to ask Tim, is it possible to control the audio and visual with at the same time with one button? Or
currently, through the chair, we have a couple different models of equipment in place. Some of the older equipment has a physical mechanical relay that switches on and off, which would probably suffice to cut the video stream also if the video was wired through it. Some of the newer rooms have a digital audio system, which the red light functions much differently, as in there's no relay anymore. So we would probably have to look at a way to wire that through in that system also. Additionally, if you want to have overlays, such as Gavel to Gavel does, that's a more time-consuming effort. It takes more staff, more equipment to do that. The system we have in place right now is designed to where one person can run many meetings at once, because they only worry about turning the feed on before the meeting and turning the feed off after the meeting. To have someone watching meetings for at ease is to put overlays up and whatnot. You're almost running into a one person per meeting staffing issue, maybe one person per two meetings to watch. I mean, if someone is trying to watch five meetings at once, I'm not sure how feasible that would be to make sure they can catch every at ease.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I support this amendment. I'm less concerned about the at-eases. I would anticipate everyone in the legislature is on their best behavior during an at-ease. I'm really concerned about the confidential nature of a executive session. Mm-hmm. The rules for having an executive session are very explicit. It's basically when personnel matters are discussed, when matters of that may jeopardize the state's position financially, they're very critical. Mm-hmm. If we're talking about, and I'll give you an example, we had a meeting, executive session, resources, just the weeks are running together. A few days ago, we were discussing matters that could have grave consequences or not for the state. If we're talking about the kind of issues that we talk about in executive session, sometimes dealing with millions of dollars, sometimes dealing with personnel matters, not to say anything negative about attorneys, but there are people that read lips that would be able to take that information.
Football coaches,
and transcribe that. And I think that puts us in violation of personnel matters. I think it puts us in great jeopardy for financial loss for the state, litigation. I'm less concerned about the at-eases, but we need a fail-safe method that we can be absolutely 100% guaranteed, just like when we sign confidentiality agreements, sometimes when we go into executive session, that we are certain that only the people in that room are privy to that information. I like the recess concept. I don't think it's a bad deal. I know what it's going to do. I've done switching before. I know what it is. It's one person could not possibly do nine committee rooms and do every at ease. You are talking one person per room pretty much. But I think it's critical that we address. It's nice to address the at eases. It's critical we address the executive session.
Representative Seaton, did that amendment as stand, does it do that, or should we put an amendment to the amendment?
Mr. Chairman, I believe it does it.
It does it.
It does. I believe it does. Well, then I would entertain from anybody, maybe Evan John, an amendment to the amendment.
No, Mr. Chairman, it is. I was not speaking to the amendment. I think the amendment does it. I'm speaking to the importance of the amendment.
Oh, okay,
and
great.
I'm lending my
great
support to
support
it.
Support the amendment.
I think there's levels here. I think one of them is critical. The other's nice. But if we don't take care of the critical, the nice doesn't matter.
So then the amendment will take care of it.
In my mind, it stands.
Okay. I'm going to remove my objection. Representative Grunberger, I think you had an objection too.
I didn't, but I would like to raise something here. And that is, there's going to be staff. And the staff will be privy to this if they don't turn it off. And I'd like to ask either of you or somebody, either of the folks who are here, Tim or the other, what steps are you going to take to make certain that the staff is bound by the same confidentiality and completely understands it and doesn't inadvertently watch an executive session?
I think my boss would be better suited to answer that question.
Sue Gullifson, manager of the Information and Teleconference Network. Through the chair, Representative Gruenberg, I don't know that I can answer that with steps right now, but I get very clearly the importance of executive sessions. I think really what's going to happen, and as I was listening to the discussion, I think really what's going to end up happening is it's actually the moderator, my staff, that flips the switch when you go to at-eases and that sort of thing. I think when you move to go into executive session, it's going to have to be a good communication between the chair and the moderator to say, we are going to move into executive session now. Make sure that, you know, the room is cleared like you always do, and that the moderator communicates with our staff. That's, like you say, Representative Wilson, it is a person sitting in a room on the second floor of the Terry Miller office building, and that the moderator talks to that person and says, shut the video off.
May I follow up, please?
Representative Gruenberg, and then Wilson, and then I want to bring this to a close.
I think it's important that there be specific policies in place for that. I think the Legislative Council needs to approve those policies. I don't know if that requires an amendment to the amendment, but I think it's extremely important that it not just be an internal policy, but something approved by Leg Council and be uniform.
Okay, Representative Wilson.
Just a second. It went. It's gone. But
welcome to my.
Working the same way,
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Well, Peterson first, and then then Satan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
So,
I thought so too.
Are we looking at an increased fiscal note if this amendment passes, or?
Through the chair, tackling just executive sessions would be much easier than executive sessions and at-eases. If it's only executive sessions, the number of times it happens throughout the year are so low that it would be much easier to deal with that than at-eases and executive sessions. One person could manage only executive sessions as being blocked out with the frequency of the occurrences.
Reverend Wilson, quickly.
If he wants to finish.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I might be interested in making an amendment to the amendment and just have it for executive session and not for for at-eases, if that would please the committee. I mean, because it does sound like we might get into
would you like to make that amendment? Would you like to make a quick amendment to the amendment?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Seaton.
I'm next.
I'd just like to address it first.
And again, please.
I would just like to make sure everybody was looking at the amendment. The amendment does not require the conversation we had about them putting up another disclaimer of what's in session. The amendment just says that they will not be televising. And so if the cameras, and they said that the equipment can be hooked in that way so that the video and the audio stream go off at the same time, that and the red lights up there, whether it's that red light or there's another red light, so that we can tell that the audio and video stream are shut off from this room, then it doesn't require an additional person over in the Terry Miller building watching that. So if there's a, you know, the only fiscal question was if we put up a panel saying what's in session at the time, and I understand that was only a conversation that's not required by this amendment. This amendment shouldn't require any fiscal impact on more people. All it is that the screen would be blank unless technologically they come in with something that says, okay, when we turn this on for resources, it'll say resources committee, and if they shut off the stream here, then that would immediately pop up. I'm not talking about somebody going over and putting up a cardboard saying what's happening. So Mr. Chairman, I just want to clarify that this includes executive sessions, and say they cannot be recorded. We're going to have to know, especially if it's right through the people here. They turn things off. We know there are no video or audio streams leaving the room because we can tell by the lights, and it would be covered. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Reverend Wilson, then on, and that's it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Any committee I've ever been in that we went into executive session, we knew before the committee started that we were going to go into executive session. So, so I think that maybe there could be communication to the little guy in the little room and saying that we plan to go into executive session, so watch this today. I mean, you know, I think those things could be taken care of like that. And so I think that is doable with the same amount of just for one person, because that rarely happens, number one, but when it does happen, we know ahead of time.
Yeah, I think you got Reverend Grunberg. Do you have a comment or
very briefly, please. I think it's important, and I'm not just going to say for the amendment, but for this whole section of law, that Ledge Council have the specific authority to implement this and to provide the guidelines. And I'm wondering, does Ledge Council already have that authority, or do we need to add a sentence to state that? And I'm asking either you folks or Senator French or somebody.
Through the chair, Representative Grunberg, Legislative Council is the overseer of our agency, so I assume that they have that authority already.
Bill goes on to another
committee. And if we can get it out of this committee, it goes to Finance Committee.
It will. And I would just ask the Senator, I'm not going to hold the bill up, but if somebody can confirm that, and if that doesn't happen to be the case, to make sure that that is added. I see that Senator French and his staff are nodding. I think it's most important that they really be able to implement this with appropriate procedures.
Okay, do you remove your objection?
I never had one.
Well, according to the clerk, you do.
Then I remove it.
Okay. Thank you. Any other discussion?
I guess I did.
So amendment number one passes. Any further discussion on the bill itself?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think every one of us received a letter a month or two ago saying our private information had been hacked into, that it became public or potentially became public, was lost. I'm concerned. Executive session concerns me. We don't do it often, but when we do it, it is issues. There's a reason that, and I'm a public process person. I believe the public should have access to everything we do, and when we take the extraordinary measure of going into executive session, it's usually very important, very sensitive, and it is the kind of information that if someone chose to, and there are people out there that do this, could hack into. And so I am particularly concerned about security on those issues. I know Ledge Council goes into, and LB&A probably goes into executive session more than anyone else. I'm particularly concerned about the security of this. We need to make sure that there are double, triple, I mean, regular meetings, no big deal. Somebody hacks into a meeting or an at ease, I'm comfortable. We have huge issues and sometimes huge financial and personnel issues. I mean, those are important issues to be kept private, more so maybe than our bank accounts. I'm real concerned about the ability of someone to hack in. I don't want to hold the bill up. I like the access, but I want to make sure that we're not going down a road that's going to end up at some point and some huge issue to the state cost us dearly. So
we can do that.
I don't want to hold the bill up, but I do have some reservations about the security aspect of putting potential cameras in rooms that may or may not have terrible consequences to the state. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Grunberg.
It looks to me like the bill only covers regular sessions of the legislature. It seems to me that during special sessions, we also have committees meet, and usually those are important. And I'm wondering, was there a reason why you did not have this during special sessions also? I think that we should try to probably include those during special sessions, too. And I'm wondering if I could ask maybe the senator that question.
President Greenberg, on line 9, page 1, does it not say special?
Yes, it does.
No, it says regular sessions.
Standing, special, joint, or permanent?
Committee.
No, I'm talking about when we go into special session.
During sessions.
Mr. Chairman? Thank you. Mr. Chairman, we have had special sessions that aren't in the Capitol. If we put it in statute, that would mean that we would have to, by statutory, we would have to have this in any place where we met. If there was a committee meeting, this is not specific to the capital city. If we had a special session in Anchorage, then every committee meeting would, by statute, have to be streamed. I think it's something that if we had a special session here, that would be something that would be requested by all the committee members. And I think that we're getting into a area that we would cause future problems for. So. Personally, I'm willing to live with regular session, and we can do special sessions. There's no restriction on this in here.
To respond to that.
Well, yeah, and then maybe we address some of these concerns in the follow-on committee concerning the lateness of the hour and the lateness of the session.
Mr. Chairman, it only applies to meetings that are held in a room with a fixed camera. So it wouldn't apply any place unless they had it already set up. The thing that I'm concerned about is that it's quite common. We normally have our special sessions here in the Capitol. The committees are going to be meeting in the same room with the fixed camera. And the line very clearly, Mr. Chair, says during regular sessions. And I'm wondering if there's a reason, since we're only dealing with rooms that are already set up for this, why this does not include special sessions, because all it would require is them turning on the camera. And I'm wondering if the sponsor, what the sponsor thinks about including that also. This only applies to room where this is already set up.
Senator?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Through the chair, I share Representative Seaton's concerns that you could inadvertently get yourself into a position where you've suddenly required streaming from places other than the Capitol. I understand your reading of the statute, Representative Greenberg, but my view is that we can create a perfect system at some point, or we can create a good system today, and my view is let's try a good one that covers 95% of what we do.
I would agree with the sponsor. Are you going to offer, you going to move the amendment?
Yes, I am.
Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think this bill is a good idea. Alaska is one of the most wired states in the union, if not the most. And any way that we can make these sessions more available to the public is a good thing. And therefore, I'm going to move SB 184 as amended from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying physical note.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Objection. Then we also have
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to clarify that is the 129 fiscal note. 129-2010 fiscal note.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. Without objection, it moves from committee. One, I didn't put the names on there. I want to get special thanks. I think I speak for the entire committee to Laurie Berg and Laurie Rowland, both. For their help during this session and previous sessions. Thank you very much, and the other folks who have taken your place from time to time. With that, once again, thank you to State Affairs Committee. And one more comment.
Did you say that it moved from committee?
Yes.
Okay.
And this has moved from committee, and let's have a good rest of the session.